This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Lori and Julia Shaw as we kick off another week here at My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. And I have a piece of paper in front of me that informs me that we have been approved to give away some movie passes. So I'm going to go ahead and do this now since it's late in the show.
Yes,
Our in-studio guest raises her hand. You have to call me. Okay, we're giving away passes today through the rest of the week for Bombshell. The movie Bombshell.
Is that the Roger Ailes?
That's the Roger Ailes story with Charlize Theron, Nicole Kidman. Yeah.
I wish we were excited to see this.
No.
But everyone's getting nominated from it, and it's supposed to be great.
No, she got nominated. That's it. Russell Crowe got nominated for the other Roger Ailes thing called The Loudest Voice.
Right.
And that's TV, and Bombshell is the movie.
Yeah, I'm
and only Charlize got nominated for that.
I hope it's good. You know?
Yeah.
And what
we'll
a
see.
And free tickets. Why not?
Why not?
Caller 5-651-641-1071. We'll give you a pair of passes to go see Bombshell.
Okay, I have to tell you about a TV show, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called Virgin River. It's a Netflix TV show.
Okay.
I don't know if it's in its first. Oh, it was renewed. Yay. Okay, so I stumbled upon this, Virgin River.
Was it recommended to you?
No.
Did it show up on your recommendation?
Yeah, it showed up on my thing, and I started watching The Marriage Story, and I just didn't want to get heavy.
And then Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, and Adam Driver.
The most nominations for Golden Globes.
And nominations.
Dominations.
I just didn't want to do it. Donna, you watched it, right?
It's heavy. It's a heavy story.
Marriage,
it's the unraveling of a marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a laugh a minute.
I really disliked that movie.
You did?
Yeah.
See, I just don't know that I want to watch some things. So anyway, I ended up watching Virgin River. And it is centers around a woman who answers an ad to work as a nurse practitioner in a small remote California town called Virgin River.
Mm-hmm.
Soon discovers small town living, but in this small town, here's who lives there. Annette O'Toole. When is the last time we've seen her in anything?
She and Robbie Benson were starred in so many movies together.
Annette O'Toole. I almost died. And Tim Matheson.
Oh, yeah. And from Animal House. Yeah.
We always go there. And then all these other people.
And he also plays Mandy Moore's dad on This Is Us.
And the most gorgeous new man that you need to know, Martin Hendrickson, and he has been in Grey's Anatomy. He played Dr. Nathan Riggs.
Mm-hmm.
What would we know him from, Lori? Nothing. He's beautiful. It's just a kind of a
comedy, drama,
it's dramedy. A drama. I feel like it's 40 minutes at a time, not a full hour.
Yeah.
And it's just, I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a rom-com, too, a little bit. It's not a comedy. It's
I feel like you like it more, but because your words are failing you, you're half-assing it right now.
It's good.
Okay, thank you.
I watched all of them, and it got renewed.
Some clarification.
And I liked the characters. I just liked it. I liked seeing Tim Matheson and Annette O'Toole, which was really, and Annette O'Toole, you know, doesn't do anything to her face. You know, she's aged.
Yeah.
Beautifully.
Good.
And it's, I don't know, I just really liked it.
Well.
Virgin River?
Yeah, it's called Virgin River. If you're looking for something, you don't have to think a lot.
Yeah. Did you guys start watching Mrs. Maisel? No,
because
out.
They're having, I read reviews. Here's the two things that I'm kind of like have read is that the junior year, it's not the sophomore year, but the junior year for The Crown and the junior year for Mrs. Maisel is just,
Yeah.
We've been there, done it, but with new clothes.
Oh.
So I didn't want to dig in.
Yeah.
When I dug into The Crown, I was so disappointed.
Again, so just, because it didn't have nothing. The emotional continuity
and that's
episode
what I like.
To episode.
And Virgin River, you have that.
Yeah.
All it's right. just kind of a good, Casey wouldn't watch it with you, but you might like it.
Yeah, I probably.
I sent it to both my sisters.
You did?
Yeah, because I thought they'd like it. It's just easy.
Yeah.
But it's good.
All right, well.
Yeah. That's my one little TV pick.
Yeah,
find.
That's disappointing about Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, I know, Lori.
Yeah.
If anyone watched it,
but you know
and disagrees
that happened. That happens with shows. I remember that happened with Gilmore
Scandal.
Girls. It happened with Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
It just it can
There's
happen.
There's one year that goes like kabocha.
And I kind of thought maybe This Is Us. It would happen this year, but that show has been so good.
Same. You're right.
It has not
happened. That's like our drama on TV that we still really just both enjoy. Right.
NBC is very upset that the Golden Globes did not recognize it. How awkward for Susan Kelechi reading all the names of the TV. Let's see. Let's just look at who got nominated.
For the Golden
Globe. Golden Globe. Okay, so Rachel Brosnahan, Mrs. Maisel. Kirsten Dunst on Becoming a God
in
Central Florida.
I was glad she got nominated. She doesn't get recognized for much.
But have any of us watched that show?
I tried.
I dropped out.
Yeah, okay.
She should have got nominated for Fargo.
She is good in it, but the rest of it.
Yeah. Christina Applegate, Dead to Me.
Loved.
Fantastic.
On Netflix.
Natasha Lyonne, Russian Doll, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge for Fleabag. I mean,
the best.
She's so good. Also, Jennifer Aniston got her first nomination in many, many years for The Morning
like
Show.
20, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she does play an unlikable woman.
She does. And Billy Crudup got nominated for the...
He's fantastic, yeah, too. He's really good.
Slimy.
Now, Nicole Kidman got nominated for Big Little Lies. I don't think she's going to get it. Jodie Comer got nominated for Killing Eve. And she won an Emmy, but she hasn't been nominated before. Remember, Sandra Oh won in this category.
Right.
Hosted. Didn't even get nominated.
Mm-mm.
So... you know,
a lot of Scarlett Johansson, Jojo Rabbit, and
that,
The Marriage Story.
That got the most nominations. That
Jojo Rabbit or The Marriage Story?
The Marriage Story got the most nominations.
And Donnie, why didn't you like it? Too depressing or just why?
I didn't find it depressing. I found I didn't like either of those people.
See,
and I felt nothing for them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the hardest when you don't like the characters.
Yeah, I just like, there's a lot of whining. And
Now, I was happy to see that... unbelievable that Merritt Weaver got nominated for Best Actress in a Limited Series. That's
she was the
Toni
young
Collette,
gal who was
the detective.
Yeah.
No, Merritt Weaver is the other detective, the Boulder, Colorado detective. Caitlin Dever, her co-star, played the woman who was assaulted and raped. They both are nominated in the same category. And Fosse Verdon, Michelle Williams, and Sam Rockwell got nominated. That show...
It looks so good.
Was great.
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon got nominated for The Morning Show, too, against Jennifer Aniston, so they'll cancel each other out.
Toni Collette got supporting role in Unbelievable. Uh-huh. So
that's a great show if you haven't watched that.
Really great. The only other
hard,
one...
But-
That but it's so good. It was just so good. But the other one that didn't get any nominations and it won, I think it got one Emmy. It was nominated for a lot. Was Ava DuVernay's When They See Us about the Central Park Five.
I never finished that.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah,
I never. No, I didn't.
And Chernobyl got a couple of nods in the TV department, and they like to have Alan Arkin and Michael Douglas there, so they gave them for the Kaminsky.
Has anyone watched this season of the Kaminsky Project?
No.
651-641-1071 if you've watched any of these shows.
Yeah.
Because, like, I binge-watched that first season in an afternoon.
It's kind of like, I feel like it's the male counterpart to Frankie and Grace.
Yeah,
kind of,
yeah.
Kind of that. It's the two guys, the buddies. Anyway, but I am all about the cutaways at the Golden Globes, just FYI.
Okay, good to know.
In the ballroom, we want the cutaways, because last year when Brad presented, he wasn't out in the audience. He just, you know,
now this year he has to sit with the people.
He's going to sit with the people once upon a time in Hollywood people.
He's going to sit with the people.
And usually the TV people are behind the Hollywood people, but because the morning show got double nominations with Reese and Jennifer, those are A-list movie stars, how are they going to handle moving the table forward? They're the Hollywood Foreign Press. They're just going to do it.
I just hope they sit Brad Pitt and everyone at the same table.
No, I hope they're at side-by-side tables. That would be the best. Anyway, geez, she's going to be single and flexing it. Her and Jennifer Lopez. I really pray that Jennifer Aniston breaks out of her black dress, even though I love a black dress. But she's going to be there with Jennifer Aniston. And there's a lot of, like, single...
Yeah.
Ladies. I mean, for J-Lo, she's going to be stuck with A-Rod. She's going to bring him.
You don't know it.
You just know it. But it would be great if she was there. But I do like the idea of Jennifer Aniston.
Single and flexing it. She's going to be there with A-Rod. Let's call him J-Rod.
That's what we have been calling them. J-Rod.
Today.
No, we've been calling them J-Rod since they got together.
Oh, I just meant, I wasn't even including her. I'm just for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he bugs.
But
all right,
she's the J and J
Rod.
She
wanted last year, she's not ruling out having children. She's 50. That came up last year. I thought.
Well, I mean, you can adopt and have
surrogates. Of course, you can do many things.
I always think of, what's her name, from Maude, Adrienne Barbeau.
50 years old.
No, she was older
55,
than that.
55, twins.
Yes, I think she was 55 or 56, if you can even imagine. How tired are you going to be?
There's been grandmas who's had the kids for people, carried the kids.
Well, yeah, but...
Then they give them up.
Yeah.
No, remember that one woman, the grandma in Brazil who had like...
Yeah. Yeah, these are just weird stories that just, you know...
Well, you brought up Adrienne Barbeau.
Well, I know, but...
That's a deep cut.
It is.
And only you and I would know it.
Well, there's a few people, I think.
What the hell year did she...
All right, did you want a quick call before we take
a
break?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ellie has watched season 2 of The Kominsky Method and Virgin River.
Okay. Oh, all right. Hi, Ellie.
It's Kelly. You can call me Ellie.
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
sorry,
well, we heard... Okay, honey, what did you like The Kominsky Project?
I loved it. It's a scream. I think it's every bit as good as season 1, if not better.
Oh, that's good. And did you like Virgin River?
I really liked it. I just was trying to find something to watch, and I ended up watching all of it.
Same.
And it's a really good, feel-good show that was enjoyable.
Yeah,
I know. I thank you. I couldn't describe it, obviously, but yeah. I'm glad. It's just, it was really good. And I binged it. I just kept watching it and watching it and then watched it the next morning, was done. And I'm so bummed, but it just got renewed. So that's good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, gosh, I hate to like something this much and have it not come back. But
same.
I looked up the books and it's been renewed. So yay.
Yay. All right. Well, thanks for your call.
You bet.
That's two thumbs up.
Yeah.
All right, so we can watch Kominsky.
And we're giving two thumbs up to our two movie trailers that Donnie posted today. Wonder Woman, set in 1984, Blue Monday by New Order is the song.
Yes.
And it looks so, so good. And Ghostbusters Afterlife, which is basically looked good, I got to say. And Jason Reitman, the son of the guy who did the original Ghostbuster, he wrote it. And it sort of picks up 30 years later with all the original Ghostbusters, like... one of their kids and Paul
yes.
Rudd and is it? It looked good.
It
both trailers looked really good. Anyway, that's next summer. If you just want to take a look at that and get excited about that, we'll be right back with the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Holly, let's get to our Monday Dirt Alert.
Holly, yes. Let's start. We have a fair number of notable obituaries to get to in this Monday Dirt Alert. Let's start with Pete Freights. You might not know his name, but he definitely had an impact on your life. He was the catalyst for the Ice Bucket Challenge. Yes, he passed away. Pete Freights, he was a former Boston College baseball star whose battle with ALS inspired the viral Ice Bucket Challenge and raised millions for ALS research. He passed away today at the age of 34. His family wrote a statement released by Boston College, saying Pete was an inspiration to so many people around the world who drew strength from his courage and resiliency. And while he was at Boston College, Freight set baseball team records once hitting a grand slam, a three-run homer, and a double in a single game. Now, after college, he played professional baseball in Germany, and he was a coach.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
And it was when he was up to bat during a men's league baseball game in 2011 where a fastball struck his wrist. And this injury led to a diagnosis of ALS.
Wow.
So he received that, and he was 27 when he received the diagnosis.
Yeah, I forgot that was inspired from from one person that got started.
Yeah. Now, he didn't originate the Ice Bucket Challenge. However, Pete took that original idea, which started with another ALS patient, Patrick Quinn, and they met online, they became friends, and then Pete was really the one to say, hey, everyone, let's get it going. Yeah, let's get it going. Millions of dollars raised for ALS due to that. Another old notable obituary, Rob Liebman, who played Jennifer Aniston's dad in Friends, has passed away at the age of 82. He played Dr. Leonard Green on that show. He had dozens of film and TV credits.
You would
He is a notable that guy.
Yes, very much so.
Yes. He won an Emmy in 1979 for his role in the series Kaz, which he created. And in that show, he played Marvin Kaczynski, an inmate who became a lawyer after his release. He also appeared in The Sopranos. He was on Friends. And he also won a Tony. He played Roy Cohn in the original production of the play Angels in America.
Oh, that's right.
Tremendous role.
Mike Nichols
did that.
Did that. We're talking to the two guys, or one of the two guys who put together the Mike Nichols book
tomorrow.
Fabulous. Yeah. Maybe they'll have some more information on Rob Lee. I know that Mike Nichols did the TV movie version of Angels in America, but still probably had a relationship with some of the actors who did that on Broadway. And Donnie, I need you to help me with Renee's last name. Please say it for me.
Renee Auberginois.
Thank you. Auberginois, known for his roles on Star Trek Deep Space Nine and Boston Legal. He passed away over the weekend at the age of 79.
I know what it is. I saw this over the weekend. Yeah, I don't know if he was like the dean.
Yeah, I saw this over the weekend.
Don't forget Benson.
Oh, yeah, and Benson. Yeah, how old was he?
He was 79. Okay. And he appeared on many shows, The Jeffersons, The Bob Newhart Show, Rhoda, Frasier. Madam Secretary was his last TV role. That show just wrapped up over the weekend with its very last episode.
Madam Secretary did? Yes. It's over?
Oh,
it's
our two moms are going to be so sad. Mm-hmm. And I watch that show whenever I'm out at my mom's, and I just pick up right wherever they're at. That's kind of a good steady show.
Yeah,
like a
it was a good show.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah, I think Taya Leone tweeted over the weekend or sometime last week. I saw that she mentioned, you know what, this is our last show. Thank you, everybody.
I met the man of my dreams.
Jim Daly.
Who was married to the woman that was in here who was starring at the Guthrie. Remember? His wife.
Steel Magnolias. Yeah. She's in Steel Magnolias. She was his first wife.
Forever.
What do you know? Beyonce on the cover of the January issue of Elle magazine. The photograph is posted on the Lori and Julia show page at mytalk1071.com.
It's the strangest photo shoot inside. The photos, she's in a supermarket.
Yes.
It's just weird. Yep. But anyway, I liked the Q&A they did with her.
Yes. She, Beyonce, is modeling the latest Ivy Park Adidas collaboration. She did say of this new collaboration that is gender neutral because she said she found out men were wearing Ivy Park as well, and she wanted to widen her audience. And she also is introducing sneakers in this new partnership, which are very cute, by the way.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
How much are they, Holly?
I have no
because
idea.
Because hers are probably like $250.
Probably.
God awful.
They're platform Adidas.
I love a platform tennis shoe more than anything in the world.
Julia, you have to find these Ivy Park Adidas shoes.
I'm going to.
I think she has them up on her Instagram account. They're very cute, but she's doing this Ask Me Anything on in Elle Magazine, which is essentially they crowdsourced the questions for Beyonce to answer. And she's getting really candid about having multiple miscarriages and how pregnancy has affected her life. She said that she had pregnancy losses before she and her husband Jay-Z welcomed daughter Blue Ivy in 2012. And she said, of those losses, I began to search for deeper meaning when life began to teach me lessons I didn't know I needed. And she said that after she learned all pain and then loss is in fact a gift. She said, having miscarriages taught me that I had to mother myself before I could mother somebody else.
Wow, she's getting deep with us. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, very, very
cool,
deep.
And good advice.
Very good advice.
And get off my ovaries.
And that's I like that line better than anything. Get off my ovaries.
Just get off my ovaries. And she said that her true win is creating art and a legacy that will live far beyond me that is fulfilling, she said, of her work.
Yeah.
And she, I believe, was she nominated for a Golden Globe today for a song from The Lion King?
Yes, she was. Yes.
She was.
Yes, she was nominated. So, even though that movie made Peter Travers, he said it was his worst movie of the year.
And how about Elton John saying he was so involved in the first one and they didn't even give him the courtesy to invite him back, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That's in the book, too.
Yeah, that was in the book.
Oh, Elton John writing about how Disney didn't want him in the Lion King reboot?
Well, they didn't even ask him, which is so weird because it's like the biggest selling
hit,
biggest soundtrack, all of that.
Yeah, Elton John is the Lion King.
Yes.
Those songs are that
and he's
movie.
Very funny about how he came, you know, Hakuna Matata. He's okay, I'm going to write about farting, whatever, the warthogs.
Warthogs and meerkats?
Yes, exactly. But, I mean, Hakuna Matata is...
It's a wonderful phrase.
Yeah,
no worries for the rest of your day.
Right.
Not like I've watched that movie a time or
no,
10.
No, it's a great movie.
It is a great movie. But the remake, that we can just leave that over there. And by the way, Anne Hathaway apparently has given birth to her second child. She hasn't been seen for weeks. She skipped the premiere of her new movie that happened in November. And she said it was for a great reason that she was not there. And it seems like,
she's got a new baby. Yeah.
She's got a new baby. She doesn't have time to go to your movie premiere. So congratulations to Anne Hathaway.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Sex Money was such a disaster last week, Lori. People are going to be so glad. It was a disaster.
I don't believe that.
All right. Well, let's start with a little bit of My Talk traffic brought to you by Alight, formerly known as American Refugee Committee. Starting this afternoon, where are we going to start? We're going to start in Gem Lake. 694 westbound, a crash from Wiper Avenue to County Road 65. In South St. Paul, 94 eastbound, a crash from 5th Avenue to 7th Avenue. 169 southbound near Eden Prairie, a stalled vehicle blocking a lane right around Old Shakopee Road to Pioneer Trail. Near Plymouth, 55 eastbound, a crash from Old Rockford Road to County Road 101. In St. Paul, 52 southbound, a crash from Eaton Street to Plato Boulevard. And possibly North Branch, watch out for a possible crash on Highway 95 right around 10th Avenue. At Alight, emotion is the heart of who they are as humanitarians. When traveling to places others often see as scarce, Alight humanitarians are delighted to find laughter and smiles. At Alight, they spark joy in the work they do and for the people they serve. Learn more at wearealight.org. Your 5 Eyewitness News weather forecast brought to you by Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Snow showers early tonight, tapering off. Bitter cold, -1 your low. Mostly sunny, 5 tomorrow. Right now, cloudy and 12 at the MyTalk studios.
Listen wherever you are, whenever you want, with the MyTalk app. Live streaming and on-demand podcasts right there in your pocket. Download today at MyTalk1071.com, keyword app.
Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't be coy, avoid, or make void the topic.
Redeem us, Lorene. Redeem us.
Well, I thought I would do the Tinder year and swipe report for people.
What's happening? Are people doing it?
Yes. It's hard to escape Tinder if you're single.
It is.
Basically.
I still am self-partnered, though, so I've escaped it.
Right, but that's because you're not wanting to get out there dating. But once you're out there, you might find yourself back on the old Tinder. And people.
We can only hope not, but yeah. Okay. It works, though. I mean, if you needed it, you got it.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are, here are they do their...
Year-end.
Their year-end... swipe report, and here's what's happening. Tinder users have been facepalming a lot this year.
What the heck does that mean?
You know, the facepalm where you thrust your hand into your face, that emoji.
I've never even used it once.
Oh, I get it.
That had a 41% increase in bios.
Have you ever even used that? I've never used that emoji.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You've got to expand your emoji stuff if you're going to be back on Tinder.
I'm not going to be.
Okay.
That's the beauty of this whole thing.
All right. 50% of other popular emojis include the shrug, with the Gen Zers liking that, and the okay hand sign, with almost a fifth of the 18 to 25 year olds have that in their thing.
At least it is an okay boomer.
That's right. It's not. Lizzo, that you like Lizzo, saying that in your bio.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Foodie things, vegan sausage rolls. That's a popular one. Millennials like to mention avocado on toast, and they stick to that stereotype. Gen Z Tinder bios, the word that's most used is real, lit, stan, and woke, and snack.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dog that reuses all the time.
All the time. Right. Let's see. 30% more people used the rainbow emoji. They put that somewhere in their bio.
Okay.
And then also the television shows that get swiped a lot.
Okay.
It's Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Fleabag.
G-O-T, Fleabag. Okay.
And then in music, J-Lo and Ariana Grande.
Really?
Well,
all right.
Okay.
It's kind of surprising.
And Gen Z swipers are more likely to mention politics than millennials. And anybody above Gen Z, they mention the gym, marathons, triathlons.
And those people are
age? Travel. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The gym, marathons, triathlons. Oh, God. All I do is exercise. I never eat, and I look amazing, and I like to travel, and I've got all endless money.
I know, but I bet
Let
you
me just
could,
shrug.
I wonder what you would get if you use, I forget who's the original person who said this quote, whenever I get the urge to exercise, I lay down and wait for the feeling to pass. I don't know if it's Nora Ephron or Carrie Fisher. I don't know who said that.
There's another good one, like a woman curling her eyelashes. Does this count as exercise?
Yeah. I don't know what what that does for you in the year of...
Depending on who you're looking for, it could do very well or it could do not so well.
All right. So I just was curious, you know, what are, what are the frequently asked sex questions that Google has asked? Okay. Just to do a little Google Foo Master.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. We haven't had this. I hope you don't tell us how many people asked it, but just tell us the questions. What do people want to know?
What is sex?
Oh.
They can imagine the age.
That's a 7-year-old.
That might be saying
that.
A lot
of hits on that.
What does sex feel like?
Okay, that's a good question.
It is a good question. Yeah. It feels good what it feels
that's
like.
A good, what does it say when you ask that?
I'm not going to, we know the answers, but these are the most.
I'd be curious what Google would say.
Well,
you keep going. I'm going to find that.
How can I have a sex dream?
I love that.
Okay. How do I kiss?
Yeah.
How can I have good sex? Why does sex feel good? And also, why does it hurt when I have sex? Because sometimes there are conditions that people have. So anyway, those are the sexual health Google struggle questions. And then Vogue magazine, they what is sex? You know, I mean, they identify it, but you really can... Find out, how can I have a sex dream? Now, there are two ways to have a sex dream.
You can have one.
Well, you can obsess about it and who you'd like to do it with all day long. And we tend to dream about what is on our mind the most. So if you
During
occupy
the day,
your mind
okay.
all day long, you're more likely to have a sex dream that night.
Really?
So think about, like, like, you know,
where you're horny and you're looking.
Yeah,
you're
that seventh, eighth, ninth grade when you're obsessing maybe about something you don't know about and you've the object of your affection, blah, blah, blah. It's not foolproof, of course, but the second way to do this is to ovulate. If you're still doing that, you're more randy when you're ovulating.
Yeah, you are.
And this is when you're more likely to have a sex dream if you're a woman. And ovulation, FYI, occurs about 2 weeks from the first day your period started. Mm-hmm. You need a refresher on
what a period is.
That. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Something that happens once a month.
Yeah.
Why does sex feel good? You want me to answer that?
All right. Well, I'll be curious because mine is basically... there's no definitive answer. Tell me what yours says.
Our brains and endocrine systems are what create emotions, which is like being in love, which are part of how sex feels. So the brain and the central nervous system are all responsible for sexual responses.
Mine is more...
graphic?
No, easy to explain. Yeah. So mine says, it feels like a really good stretch. Like when your muscles are tense and you just reach out and feel things open up and release tension, then fullness. It's weird to describe because without sex in my vag, definitely doesn't feel empty, but during sex, the fullness is the main sensation. There.
That's a weird response.
Well, I like this. It's kind of funny because whoever thought of trying to explain, I mean, this would be a funny thing to try to explain.
Yes, this is why people go to Google to ask these types of questions.
Someone says it feels warm.
Yeah.
It feels warm.
Yes.
And let me see what else.
Also, the other thing that gets people still Google, can you get pregnant when you're having your period?
Yes.
That is still
the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. That is correct, Julia. Okay, so let's move along to something else because we know that people are
wanting us to move on. They're sick of us. They're, girls, quit being eight.
That's right. Now,
move on.
Here is a, this was probably, I tell you, it is, this cost me money to be in the member of the Society for the Scientific Study of Sexuality. Oh. Just want you to
is
know.
Is it a quarterly?
Twice a year, but there is a monthly newsletter that is a slog.
I'm so glad that you subscribe, Lori.
Okay.
We take it for the team, honey.
Taking
I love it.
For the team, no
People
pun
magazine
intended.
And the sexual journal of
Watch
whatever.
How you say taking it for the team when we're talking about sex. Okay.
Well,
so here's the study. They wanted to study. I'm really happy that the scientists are wanting to study modern things like sexting because it is virtually impossible to not be exchanging at least sexually charged text messages. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, in this day and age. Yeah. So, because you think, oh, how could this behavior really, do you need any explanation at first glance? But here is what the researchers came up with, and they think it's a surprising conclusion about this modern dating tactic. Most of the time, researchers say people engage in sexting without the hopes of gaining any type of sexual gratification or pleasure at all.
Then why do it?
Two-thirds of people typically sext their partner. Now, this is for people that are already in a relationship.
Just to make their partner feel good.
That is correct, Julia. Many use it as just to feel good, the equivalent of the modern day note. They're going to next study how sexting is used in the dating world, which of course would be looking for, you know, it'll be opposite of this study, but in relationships that are ongoing. Also, people engage in sexting as a favor to their partner with the important caveat that the favor will later be returned.
Right.
Maybe, you know, we're going
to,
whatever.
I'm thinking about you and what you're going to do to me later.
Yeah. And something. Of course, people, you know, sex also for the obvious purpose, maybe to get somebody all revved up about maybe you've got a night or a weekend or something
can't
planned. Can't wait. So they just wanted to see that.
You and Casey sexed.
We do posting notes.
I know you do. Because I know that he texts now.
He does text now, and we're going to try and keep it to a minimum because we see each other a lot.
Yep.
We spend a lot of time together, and we don't feel the need like to do the little thing. And I also don't feel the need to show him where all the emojis are.
Because you'd have to teach him how to do it.
That's right, Julia. Yeah,
I don't. And what does this mean?
He did find the flamenco lady dancing. Because sometimes he just sends me that if we're going out dancing.
Oh, she's a cute lady.
He just sends that. And so that's good. You know, so he's like doing it like that.
Slowly.
Slowly. But he's a poem writer and a.
Yeah, I love it.
And a note.
Yep.
You know, and all that kind of stuff.
Old school.
Yeah. So like I told one of the kids a couple years ago at your cabin, I gave somebody a bizarre magazine. I said, this is Instagram that's big in your hands.
Yes, I love that. I remember you telling someone, Instagram in your hands.
Yeah.
It's called a magazine.
All right,
I love that.
When we come back, we're getting to some of the other headlines of the day.
Listening is just part of the MyTalk experience. For more fun, follow us on social media. Find MyTalk 107.1 on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Because I need you here with me every day.
It's December 9th, and apparently we are on the countdown for, you know, some kind of shopping expeditions.
And then some.
I know it.
It's hard when people, like, you know, your two primary people, my kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't care. And they're boys to boot.
And maybe skis.
Oh, geez, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he said he'd pay a third. And Dad would pay a third, and I'd pay a third.
That's big of him.
Yeah, really.
Well, no.
Yeah.
When they do that, it comes to a reasonable price.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they've calmed down.
Why though are guys so hard? Why, Donnie? Why are you guys so hard to buy for?
I just had this conversation with Molly, and she said, "I don't know what to get you," and I said, "I can't help you."
Yeah, well, I know. See, my dad won't help it.
I think experiences, like I started out suggesting to my ex that we buy him Packer Viking game tickets, just, you know, that further Christmas present we both buy them.
Yeah.
You know, in that way. Because usually when we buy them tickets, we have to buy them two and they get to take a random person.
Right.
You know, which is fine too, but I thought that would be good, but no. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, girls are so easy to buy for.
Girls are so easy because we don't like to wear the same thing every single day.
I know it.
My socks, I bought, you know, Sammy had a birthday while you were gone. Your dad had a birthday.
Yes.
He liked the socks.
You know you're getting older when you like socks.
I know.
Okay. And you know you've reached, you've gone past college.
Right. And I think they both know that the college expenses were expensive, so I think they're going easy on us too. You know, like, Mom, you know, kind of growing up in a way.
Yeah.
Which is
realizing money doesn't grow on trees.
Despite
their, you know, best efforts to believe in the money tree.
I know, I kind of like it. But yeah, I'm going to come in with a list tomorrow during random of what to buy guys. Because there's stuff out there. There's great stuff out there. Mm-hmm. It requires a little bit more effort. Because when I go to a store, I see everything for me and every woman in the world.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, no, I always ask my dad's wife, what can I, and she usually has a very specific idea. Eddie Bauer, size 11, pull-on boot. Something like that.
That's perfect.
You know, or
Cabela
bow and arrow things.
Right.
Or, you know, she always has a specific.
That's perfect.
Because my dad won't ever tell me.
No.
Because he thinks you should figure it out on your own. You know, being creative.
I do like being creative, but sometimes when they're at the age of, like, who cares?
In the mid-20s. Yeah, exactly.
Who cares?
Going all the way up.
Right.
Okay, so I have to ask you this, Julia.
Okay. Do I have to answer?
Why is Peanut Butter Falcon not getting any love anywhere from anybody?
Well, we only have two in right now. We have Critics' Choice and we have the
Golden Globes.
Yeah, and the Golden Globes just likes big Hollywood stars. And the Critic Choice, I've decided, just like boring, horrible movies. Okay? So
Well, it's a lot of the same nominees.
I know. What they're going to get nominated in is the one that is the Independent Spirit Awards, because it was an inexpensive movie to make.
Yeah.
And that was such a yummy, feel-good movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I put that and Ford versus Ferrari
way up there.
We haven't seen 1917. That got nominated for Critics' Choice and Golden Globes. That's a Sam Mendes movie. It opens Christmas Day. Sam Mendes used to be married to Kate Winslet.
Yes, he did.
And people.
And some of his other movies that he's done are.
He's done a lot, but 1917. Roger Friedman said it's the best war movie since Saving Private Ryan. And then Little Women is kind of. Did you see the premiere? Did you look at the New York?
No,
ladies,
I didn't.
I don't know why I'm not excited about this.
Because we've seen it four different iterations of it. How many in our lifetime?
Yeah.
But if there was like, it would be like if there was.
I wish they had done like the modern retelling of Little Women.
Something different.
I don't need to see Meryl Streep in a bedroom cap and little granny glasses advising Joe on. I know
so last night they taped the Kennedy Center Honors. It won't air yet, but Earth, Wind, and Fire became the first African-American group ever inducted into the Kennedy Center Honors last night. They've had hip-hop artists before. LL Cool J got it, but they've never had a African-American group.
That is surprising.
Isn't that
shocking. Think of all the Motown groups.
I know it.
That's what they say. So Cynthia
Erivo,
John Legend, the Jonas Brother, and Neo played tribute by covering September. Do you remember? The 20th day of September.
That airs like December 27th or something. There's nothing on.
But it gives us something to do.
And it's always kind of fun with the performances. Who else was Linda Ronstadt? She was honored. Who else? Any other?
I don't know.
Musical ones.
I don't know who else.
Cynthia Erivo, Donnie Post. She's going to be apparently National Geographic is doing Genius now. It's going to be Aretha Franklin. Antonio Banderas did Pablo Picasso. So she is stars as Aretha Franklin. So we're getting
that out. Okay.
Double Aretha because Jennifer Hudson is playing her in a biopic.
Right.
Yeah.
Called Respect. So.
Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Everybody have a great night. I'm glad you're back, Lorraine. Yeah.
I'm glad to be back.
Welcome back. And Lori's books are posted on the Lori and Julia Show page, too. And so is my Christmas crack cookie recipe with a very ugly picture of me.